Why don't we stop by Nobu, Billy?
You can hear Chuck Swirsky right here on the score.
He
it's
does
really
the game.
Interesting. To-
yeah, sounds like it.
Ooh,
thank you. Thank you, Chuck. Oh, man. Jay Bill, people are getting people being a little hard on Jay Bill.
Well,
a little hard. He's,
his knowledge is amazing.
It is. It's amazing, and he is the smartest guy in the room.
He's not a warm and fuzzy guest, but he's a guest you like to talk to whenever college basketball is front and center. Right now, it's front and center.
That's right.
Not everybody puts a lampshade on. Leave it to the host, Danny Parkins.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know what else I like about him? He will think about the game. Like, he thinks about the state of the game. He cares about the game. He cares about the student athlete. He'll take on the NCAA. He's a lawyer by trade, so he'll argue against the inane logic, if you want to call it that, that they'll do to exploit the student athlete.
Or fun. He'll argue against fun.
He'll argue against some fun.
It's
sure.
happened. Shut up. It's happened.
Lawyers will take out of it. But, you know, hey, I think that guy, he does a very, very good job. And we're happy to have him on, and we're happy to have you all motivated. And a shot at $1,000 is coming, people's way, by the way, at 2:45 today on the score. So do you have any, you know, Danny buckets? We've now seen the tournament go from 64 down to 16 teams. Do you want to give me your expertise, your opinion on who's going to win this whole thing? Or are you still liking our Villanova?
I like Nova
pick?
Or Duke.
You like
it's
Nova
either
going to
be Nova or Duke.
So you like the winner of that game?
Of the teams I've seen play. I haven't seen all of the Sweet 16. I haven't seen your alma mater play. But of the teams I've watched, I like those two the most.
Yeah, my alma mater's bad. You don't need to watch them, except you can watch them against Duke this Friday night. All right, well, so I agree. I think that Duke and Nova is going to be the game in the Final Four on the right side of the bracket. Because Syracuse cannot beat Duke. I'm fairly confident of that. And then this Kansas team is not nearly as good as Duke. Those are probably the three teams that I've watched the most this year, ironically, mm-hmm. and they're three of the four that are left in that region. Picking a team...
I think it's coincidentally, not ironically, by the way.
Yeah, you're probably right. Thank you, Jay Billis. But picking a team to come out of the left side mm-hmm. of the bracket. Anyone want to... Shep, you watched every game. You got any logic for me on the left side of this bracket?
I think part of it, I'd say Michigan, one, because I want to be right.
Okay.
Two, also because they've played like garbage and they're still playing. They have not played good basketball yet, and they're still alive.
Took
they're going to play better, and they're also the highest left seed. They're the three seed coming out of that region, highest left seed on that entire left side of the bracket. So you figure they get better as this tournament goes on because they can't play worse and survive like they did, and... What's the toughest path ahead of them? Gonzaga?
They have A&M on Thursday night, and then they get the winner of Gonzaga and Florida State.
Yeah, I think you're better off choosing Kentucky as the favorite to come out of the left side. The path to the Final Four is K-State and the Loyola Nevada winner. Like, you can take an all-star team of K-State, Loyola, and Nevada. Yeah, it's happened before.
It happens every year.
Every year. It's not unprecedented.
You know, George Mason, they didn't play hard enough opponents.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah. I'll say Kentucky Nova. Kentucky Nova's our championship game that I think we're still. I hope you're right.
I hope that's the case.
I hope for our bet, I hope it's Michigan Nova. But I think we're staring at Kentucky Villanova. But again, predictions in this tournament feeling fairly pointless. You shot at $1,000 when we get back in 5 minutes. Ron Coomer in 20. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670 the score.
Hi, I'm Carm Scarpace, general manager of Westfield Ford. We've added an MVP to our team, and they're on deck. Stay tuned for a big league announcement from Westfield Ford. Right now, I'm here to tell you about a winning lineup of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs that are priced to make sure you'll drive home a winner.
Right now at Westfield Ford in Countryside, get $5,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Escape. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $3,000 bonus cash. Get $4,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Focus. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,500 bonus cash.
We've got a new star in our lineup you're going to want to hear from. Join me on a winning team, Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
At Westfield Ford, you can always afford to go home with a new car today.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and DAC fees to qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on 1667 per 1,000 financed. All Ford rebates and incentives applied expires 4-24-2018.